A number of counties, cities, and school districts in central Wisconsin have pushed through contract extensions with their unions, locking in concessions, but allowing workers to keep collective bargaining rights before the new law takes them away. But the Marathon County Board decided not to follow that trend by a 22-10 margin. Chairman Keith Langenhan says board members are worried that the governor's budget cuts might total as much as $1 million.
There's too much uncertainty and revenues coming back from the state that they didn't want to tie their hands. They wanted to maintain flexibility in what we may have to deal with.
But Ask Me Union Representative John Spiegelhoff says Marathon County hurt its taxpayers by not reopening contracts with his 660 workers.
I think the county missed an opportunity. By shutting down any opportunity to sit down with the union, they lost an opportunity to, in essence, help the taxpayers of Marathon County.
Spiegelhoff says the union was willing to give concessions on health care and pension contributions, freeze wages, and would have even reopened 2011 contracts to give taxpayers additional savings. He called on local governments and school districts to stand up to Governor Walker.
I would ask employers around the state to reject the notion that the state of Wisconsin is telling you how to conduct business when you've been doing it for decades with your employees. And collective bargaining has worked.
A Dane County judge today issued a temporary restraining order keeping the governor's budget repair law from taking effect. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.